Okay, so we're on Daf, a new sugya, Ayin Gimel Mibeis, and the truth is, I spend a lot of time over Sukkot preparing shiurim with the very real intention of giving some exciting shiurim, and I got a little bit of a, it's a little bit of a, I don't like teaching on Zoom, I'd much rather teach live, but we're going to do our absolute best. So the Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Beis tells us Hazore HaBore VaTochen VaHamarake. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Hainu Zore, Hainu Bore, Hainu Marake. So these three malachos, which are counted as separate malachos, they're all three separate and distinct malachos. So they are Yechayev, three separate chatos. You have chayev for three malachos, Zore, Bore, Marake, and the Gemara suggests they're exactly the same. In what sense are they exactly the same? What can you tell me? What's the common denominator of Zorer Bore Merake? Avi, go ahead. Okay, Avi Kohen, I'm gonna kill you. What do you mean they're all? Of course, everyone's done in the Mishkan. Every malach is done in the Mishkan. That's not what's unique about these three malachos. What's these three malachos that are different than the other? That why does the Gemara say that these three malachos seem to be the same? You shouldn't count them as three. You should count them as one. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
If the bad from the good.
Ah, so all of them involve a separation of psoles me'ochel. They all involve a separation of good from bad, and they're just different stages in the process. But if you take a look at Rashi, that all of these. Kamo hai ninu, they're all the same. Kamo de mafu glutana de masnis litlas, and they all look the same. They're all mafrish ochel min apsolas. They all separate food from solas. Zore separates the food from the psolas. You throw it into the wind, it separates out. Bore, now you have pebbles with the grains. You pull out the pebbles. Merake, you put it into a sifter, and now you sift it out. It's all the same exact idea. So why are you counting it as three separate malachos? So now Avi Cohen comes along and says, Abai v'rova, Domri Tavayu, kol milsa d'havi b'mishkan, afal gav v'dam yala, chashiv la. Anything that was in the Mishkan, even though they are similar to each other, they're similar, they still count as separate and distinct malachos. So says Rashi, top Rashi in the page, afal gav d'ika achrisa b'hada, d'dam yala, even though there are other activities that are similar, chashvinu letarvayu, or I would say letaltayu, ka'avos, afal gav dechad aninu. Even though fundamentally they have the same exact meleches machsheves, the same exact agenda, but nevertheless, we count them as three separate and distinct malachos. There's a malach of zore, bore, merake. Now, if I were to ask you, so what exactly is the difference? Where do we draw the line between the difference between these three malachos? So take a look, please, at source Beis number two. Beis number two. We're going to skip a little bit, but Ritva writes over here, Beis two, is that kol milsa dahava ba mishkan afal gav deika de dam yala chashivla vim tomar. So he asks the kasha, im ken lama lo manu shovet mipnei shu bichlal mesich. So again, I don't want to get into the details of what this is, but these are all activities that are similar to each other. These are two different types of weaving, two different types of another kind of weaving activity. And why don't we count them as two separate malachos? So says the Ritva, underline this. Yesh lomer delo damu dehavi bichlal oregu mesik mamish v'tikum mehekshet shelahem. Mesach and Oreg are exactly the same. Aval Elu, ko achas va'achas omedes bifnei atzma. If someone were to ask you, what is the difference? Is there any difference in Zore Bor Merake? Ko achas va'achas omedes bifnei atzma. They all are a little bit different. Why? De Zore lebirur ha'ofer. Zore, the first step is to separate the offer, the dust. When you have a lot of dirt on the kernel, you throw it to the wind. The kernel is heavy. The dirt is light. The dirt blows away. The kernel falls to the ground. That is zora. Zora, you're operating to separate the offer. Uborer. Now, what happened next? What happened next is you have the kernels that are on the floor mixed with stones. Uborer is no tail. Is lito atzroros. Now you go ahead and you separate the pebbles. That's step two. That's a separate stage. And then merakeid is a sifter. When you go ahead and you put in a sifter, now you get rid of the mursan. The mursan is the bran, is the thicker bran. So you get rid of the mursan, you keep the flour, you get rid of the mursan. So that is going to be step three. In other words, what the Ritva is pointing out is, don't tell me they're exactly the same. Yes, they're all similar in the sense that they're separating ochel mitoch hapsolas, but they all are operating at a different stage in the manufacturing process. Step one is zore, that's getting rid of the offer. Step two is bore, that's getting rid of the pebbles. And step three is the last sifting, getting rid of the bran. That is shot number one. And then he says, inami, a second shot, is that the instrument that you're working with is a different instrument. Sheze beruach, vize biyad, vize bekli. One is with the wind, one is by hand, one is with a kli, but the point being is that they are therefore different elements, different processes, and that's why they count as three separate malachas. So on the one hand, the Chiddush of our Gemara is they're very, very similar to each other, and indeed, if you look at any modern-day halacha svarim, when they discuss halacha lamaisa, they always speak about borer. They talk about borer. They don't write much about zora and merakeid, even though fundamentally, merakeid is the same as borer. We just kind of label it all as meleches borer, but they're all in this same family. And again, the Ritva writes, there's nuanced differences, either three stages in the process, step one, step two, step three, each of them are critically important, and therefore they count as a separate malacha, or they operate with different kinds of instruments, again, highlighting that same point. So that is the difference in zora, borer, merakeid. Then the Gemara continues and says, okay, v'lechshov nami kotesh. So let us count kotesh as a separate malacha. Who can tell me what is kotesh?
Pounding.
Okay, that's correct, but I don't know what that means. What do you mean pounding?
Like for bread, when you're making the dough.
Okay, so Rashi writes, v'lichshav nami kotesh, chitin. You're pounding the wheat, b'machteshes, in a, machteshes is a pounder, I guess. We'll call it a pounder. Lahasir klipasan, to get rid of the shell. Dahavya ba mikdash bisamimonim, because in the Beis HaMikdash there was samimonim, as we know, and therefore, why don't we count kotesh, where you're pounding and you're getting rid of the external. And the Gemara says, Ela lav mishum de dami la dosh, says Rashi. But that's dosh. Lo chasil dahat nami mefarka malbush hava. So the Gemara is asking kashkoin to Rashi. If you're saying that if as long as it's done in the Mishkan, it's significant, it's chashev, it counts, so then we should also count kotesh. Why don't we count kotesh as one of the lamites malachos, even though it's similar to dush, but once it is different, it should count as a separate malach. So it comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, shekein ani ochel pito below ktisha. Well, an ani eats his pas, his bread, without ktisha. How would you explain that line of the Gemara, Rabosai? Yeah, Gavi.
I think of I saying that because you don't always need, like, an ani doesn't use kote so much, so it's not a practical thing that you need in order to make bread. So therefore, it should be counted as a malacha.
Okay, in other words, what Gavi is saying is it is not indispensable. It is not necessary. In order to make bread, you have to bake. In order to go ahead and make bread, you have to do dush. But kotech is not indispensable. The raya is aniyim. And if you look at the Tosfos Shekein Ani Ochel Pito Below Ketisha Bim Tomer Mikol Makom Net Lechshav Ketisha Samaman Davei B'Mishkan. Oh, wait. So the Gemara seems to say that an ani to bake bread does not need ketisha, and since an ani does not need ketisha, it does not count as a malacha. It is not considered to be a malacha chashuva. Even though a wealthy person, a person who wants good fine bread, he will do kotesh, but an ani doesn't. Therefore, you see, it is not an indispensable part of the process. which is exactly what the Tosas Rid writes at the end of the Tosas Rid that I gave you, number three. Aval kotesh de lo nehige b'chol adam lo chashiva l'ischayev alei b'fnei atzma. Since kotesh is not done universally, it does not count as a malacha. Now Tosas comes along, and Tosas Shekein Ani asks the following question. V'im tomer mikol makom lekshav ketisha samamon dave b'mishkan v'afakav de ani ochol pita b'lo ketisha in samamon malach chashuvi. So he says that, good, an ani will break bread without kotesh, but to make samamonim, to make dyes, you do need kotesh. V'omer ri delav davka ochal pito, elo hu adin, de ani tzavei apasamonim, lo ketisha. So an ani also will go ahead and make dyes without ketisha. Vim tomar, merakid nami lo listnish, can ani ochal pito be isa, belusa, kadamina besav pirkin. Yeah, but an ani also eats his dough with the bran. He doesn't do this third stage of merakid, so why is that any different? V'yeshlomar derov aniim ein ochlin below hakada elashinin chalam itzdarfen asubin dekorin bemilachim aretz kim v'yesh aniim sheochlin beisa belusa, etc. In other words, he says no. That the core idea is again echoing what we discussed, exactly what Gabi said. If it's not a fundamental part of the malacha, i.e., defined by what an ani will do. In other words, if you can generate the bread without this process, then it is not called a malacha. It's not going to be called a malacha, and therefore kotesh does not count. There is some detail over here, which I'm not going to get into right now. Is kotesh part of the family of dash? Is kotesh part of borer? Is it part of tochen? But that's a detailed issue. What I want to point to is this gemara, what its significance is on a more universal and global level, is when do you count something as a malacha? Did anyone get to see the Rashash? Did anyone understand the Rashash? The Rashash says something that's pretty amazing, Chiddush. He quotes the Maharam, and the Maharam says that indeed, you know, they asked on Rashi, if you look at Rashi, let's take a look at Rashi just quickly here for a second. Rashi says, let's count kotesh. And we don't because of the anim. Afagav dehavia b'mishkan, the av malachahi, even though it's in the mishkan and it's an av malacha, kaven de tani le dosh, lo tani la. Vizore bar marakit sidur de pasninu, the kaven dehavia b'mishkan, the hacha aska besu de pas taninu, kedamina gabi ofa. Rabosai, if I were to ask you, according to Rashi, is kotesh, what is the subject of the Gemara? This is a subtle point. I want to read the Rashi one more time. Stay with me and pay careful attention. Rashi says, "Shekin ani ochel pito below ketisha." An ani eats his bread without kotesh. Lachen, lachach, afal gav dahave b'mishkan, even though it's in the mishkan. Ve'av melachahi, kaven detani la dash, lo tani la. Since dash was mentioned, we don't mention kotesh. Vizore uborer umarakade sidur de pas ninu. Vikim de habib mishkan vahava atchil besidur de pas taninu kedamina gabe ofe. Rabosa, how do you understand this Rashi? If I were to ask you, listen carefully, simple reading of Rashi, how many avos malachos are there? All right, Gavi.
40.
Correct. According to Rashi, what Rashi sounds like he's saying is kotesh is an av malacha. Gavi, stay with me. Keep yourself unmuted. Kotesh is an av malacha. If kotesh is an av malacha, so why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? And what is the topic of this Gemara according to Rashi? At the end of the day, is kotesh an av malacha?
Yes.
If you did dash and kotesh, behelem echad, how many karbonos would you have to bring?
Two.
The answer is two. Because is kotesh the same as dash?
Yes, but no.
Yes, but no. The answer is no. It's not. It's a separate malacha. It's an av malacha. And if it's an av malacha, so Gavi, how many malachos are there total?
40.
40 malachos total. Wow. 40 malachos total. Now there are 40 malachos total. That's unbelievable. So what's the subject? How is Rashi learning our Gemara? Subtle point.
That the chaser achas is the kodesh.
No. That's cute, Gavi, but that's not what I'm looking for. That's cute, but not what I'm looking for. Rabosai, how did Rashi learn the Gemara? At the end of the day, Daniel Jaffe, look me in the eyes. At the end of the day, Daniel Jaffe, how many avos are there according to Rashi?
40.
So what does the Gemara mean when it says Kotesh is not counted, Shekein Ani Ochel Pito below Ketisha? What is the Gemara saying?
That the 39 Malachos are really only
indispensable.
Ones that will that people will do and will need to do.
Daniel, one more time. Daniel, is Kotesh an Ab Malacha?
Yes.
How many avos are there according to Rashi? 40. Now, what is the Gemara therefore saying? That an Ani does not eat his bread without, he eats his bread without Ketisha. So what relevance is that? Binyamin Zinkin, go.
Maybe that Kotesh doesn't apply to making bread, but only for making dyes, like it was in the Mishkan.
No, it applies to making bread, except Aniyim don't do Kotesh. So what is the how is Rashi learning the Gemara? I want to just need to tie in how Rashi read the Gemara. It's a subtle point, but if you're chopping, you'll chop the subtle point. How is Rashi learning the Gemara? Gavi Silver, don't get this wrong.
Isn't that he thinks Aniyim only have 39 malachos?
No, Gavi Silver, that makes no sense. Aniyim have the same number of malachos that Ashirim have.
Yeah.
They're 40 malachos, according to Rashi. So what is the Gemara saying when it says, yes, but an Ani eats his bread without Ketisha? What's the Gemara saying? What's the Shaklavatari, the Gemara, according to Rashi? I'm just asking you to look at Rashi carefully and then bring it back into the Gemara. You guys took the SATs? Did anyone take the SATs? ACTs, SATs? One of them? Do they still have something called analogies? Do they still do those? Yes? A is to B as C is to D? Do they still do that? Yes? Yes? Okay, pretend they did.
Not so much, but I'm familiar with the idea.
Okay. Zore, Borer, and Merakade are to each other as Dosh is to
Kotesh.
As Dosh is to Kotesh. Yet, Zore, Borer, and Merakade are counted as three separate malachos. Whereas Kotesh is not counted as a separate malacha. So why? What's going on over here? Avi Cohen, please redeem me. Redeem us. I don't think that's what Rashi's saying. That would be a pshat in the Gemara, Avi, but not what Rashi's saying. Again, I'm reading Rashi one more time. Shekin ani ochal pita below ketisha lachach af al gav dahavia ba mishkan. Dosh was done. Ketisha was done in the mishkan. The av malachahi, and it's a malacha. Kevan detani le dosh. Since dust was mentioned, lo tana le, lo tana la. We don't mention kotesh. V'zora bor merake, tzidur de pas ninu. V'kem de havi v'mishkan, v'hacha, atcha, b'sur de pas, taninu. K'daminan gabe ofe.
Rabbi, I think maybe I understand it.
Who said that? Gavi Silver said that?
Gavi.
Let's finish reading the Rashi to make sure, Gavi, okay? Because I don't want to...
All right.
And then Rashi continues. As we say, Gabe Ofe, the Havale Lemisna Mavasel. You should have written Mavasel. Velo Ofe. To have a Mishkan. Let me show you through the past. Nokat, the Osa. We mention Ofe. Hova Ofe, the past, Kamavasel, the Samonim. Avakitisha, Ashirim Hu. Delitati vikache, lasso soles nikia, the ashirim make soles nikia, aval aniim lo tarchi, but the aniim don't do so. Hilkoch lo tonala, miu vade av malachihi, ubichlal dashi. But really it's a malacha and it's bichlal dash. Now that last part of Rashi hold off on, but explain to me, okay, Binyamin, you want to give it another shot?
I think the way Rashi reads it is that because Katisha isn't Sidurei de Pas, it's not worth mentioning, even though it's a separate malacha, because in the other three that we mentioned earlier, they're all connected, that's why, and they're all vital to each other, that's why I need to say all three. But here, they're different, but you don't need to say both of them, because...
You're getting us there. You're getting us there. Not there fully yet, but you're getting us there. Gavi, you want to bring it home or not?
I'll try to. I think Rashi is saying that because Aniyim don't really do Kodesh, what's the whole purpose of Sidur the Pass? The whole purpose of Sidur the Pass is that so that we're able to have like a remembrance, or we're able to familiarize ourselves with the malachus more. So, for an ani who doesn't even do kodesh, there'd be no point in putting it in the 39 malachus if he accomplishes it. If it basically does the same thing. So,
all right, let me give you what's going on over here. Okay, let me give you what's going on over here. Now again, this is the Machlokas Rashash and Maharam, and it's worth seeing that inside. They're in the back of the Gemara. But there's a core Machlokas over here. Gavi, what's so funny?
The Rebbe, I don't think I made so much sense.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, so, Rabosai, the idea is as follows. I don't think Rashi is dealing with, and the way he's learning the Gemara Pashup Shat, is he's dealing with the Gemara on a technical level. What do I mean by technical level? He's asking a simple question. There are more than 39 malachos in Shabbos. You have 40, you might have 50, you might have 100. But the Mishnah chose to write a limited number. The Mishnah chose to write 39. Kotesh is a separate malacha. And it could have written Kotesh, but it chose not to write Kotesh. This is a matter of a linguistic issue, a lashon issue. Why did the Mishnah write Zora Bor Merakeid and it did not write Kotesh? The answer is, because is Kotesh necessary for Sidur de Pas? It's not necessary. Daniel, how do I know it's not necessary?
Because
Aniyim eat bread without kote, so it's not necessary. So therefore, it might be necessary for Bishul Samamonin, but it's not necessary for Sidur de Pas. And therefore, it didn't get mentioned in the Mishnah. It didn't get mentioned in the Mishnah. But is it a malacha? Yes, but the Mishnah is only mentioning in the first 11 Sidur de Pas. That's exactly why. Is Bishul a malacha? Is Bishul a malacha? Of course it is. But it didn't mention it because we're mentioning Sidur the Pas. Is Zora, Bora, and Merakeh a malacha? Three malachas. Why are they three and Kotesh is not mentioned? Answer? Because Zora, Bora, Merakeh are indispensable stages that even Aniyim do in the baking process. And therefore they get counted as separate malachas. Kotesh is also a separate malacha, but it doesn't get counted. It doesn't get counted because it's not Sidur Depas. That is how the Maharam learns Rashi. The way the Maharam learns Rashi is that the whole discussion over here is not what's a malacha, but what got counted in the Mishkan, in the Mishnah. Not what's a malacha. Kotesh is a malacha. It's about what got counted in the Mishnah. That's the Maharam. And according to the Maharam, we have a tremendous chiddush. And that is that there are more than 39 malachas. Just the Mishnah only counted 39 malachas. The Rashash takes issue with the Maharam. The reason Rashash takes issue with the Maharam is, I'm going to give you another analogy. Kotesh is to dush as Bishul is to
Ofe.
What's the analogy? This is how the Rashash learns. How many malachos are there? How many malachos are there?
40.
No. There are 39 malachos. 3 plus 9. 39 malachos. Do we count Ofer and Bishul as separate malachos?
No.
No, they're part of one family of malachos. And they don't get counted. Ofer is mentioned, not Bishul, because of Sidur Depas. So says the alternative Pshat in Rashi, which is the Rashash's Pshat, is that Dosh and Kotesh are part of the same family of malachos. And that might be what Rashi says at the end, where he says, Miu, vade av malachu ubichlal doshi. And it's part of dosh, and therefore it doesn't get counted as a separate and distinct malacha. It's 39 malachos, and kotesh is part of the family of dosh. Why did dosh get counted and not kotesh? Because of the anim. But that is the alternative way. So in other words, what we have in Rashi is two different pshatim in how to understand the shak of attire of our Gemara. According to the Maharam, which I like the Maharam's pshat because I think it's a very bechiddush of a pshat, he's saying the whole discussion of Rashi, it really corroborates the first three quarters of Rashi, is that Kotesh is a 40th malacha, and it really counts as a separate malacha. And if you did dash and Kotesh together, you chayv twice. Ike over here, don't pay attention to him. Dash and Kotesh together is two separate malachas. Why is Dush counted not Kotesh? Because Sidur the Pas Nukat. And we didn't mention Bishul, we don't mention Kotesh either because Aniyim don't do it. That's the Rashash. What is the approach of the Rashash? Rashash says no. Rashi never meant to say they're 40 malachas, they're only 39 malachas, but Dush and Kotesh are one and the same. Dush is mentioned because it is the more fundamental malacha because Aniyim, even Aniyim, need to do dash. Avikom, quickly.
So, according to the end of Rashi, it says that, I think it says that Kotesh is a part of dash. Therefore, right? If we're talking about malacha, then it's a dash sandwich. Right? So, but doesn't that sound like a toldo at all? Because it's saying it's a part of dash. So, wouldn't that
That's a good question, Icon. Thank you for it. You're the best. I think the answer to your question is sometimes you have something that's a tolda, if it's aser mishum. But when he writes ubichlal dashi, sounds like he's saying just like Bishul and Ofe are the same malacha. They're just different forms of the same malacha. They're both avos. So it could be that, again, this is how the Rashash reads it, is that it's me'ein malacha achas. It's all part of the same family. Like we saw about two weeks ago, we saw Zoreya and Noteya. These are all avos, according to some Rishonim, because it's all the same core malacha. Rabosai, can you hold cup with me for another 5 minutes? Yitzi Gekovich, can you hold cup for another 5 minutes? Are you holding cup for the first 20 minutes? Okay. Open up, please. I want to just learn a Tosfos with you on Daf Tzadi Vav. Very, very important Tosfos. And it goes to the definition, when do we count something as an Av, and when do we not count it as an Av? Tzadi Vav Mebeis, this was item number 4A on your Mar Makomo. Some of you got to it. Let's take a quick look at the Gemara, and then we'll take a look at the Tosfos. Again, it'll take us a couple of short minutes. So the Gemara begins with the word Ashkechan. No, it begins with the word Miu. Miu. So the Gemara says Hotsa is an Av Malacha, and Hachnasa is a Tolda. So the Gemara wants to know, why is Hotsa the Av, and Hachnasa is a Tolda? After all, it's all pretty much the same. What difference does it make if you're going out or going in? Miu. Hotsa av, haknasa tolda. Why? Michti ahamachai v'ahamachai v'amai karli hai av, v'amai karli hai tolda. Why is one called an av and one is called a tolda? So the Gemara says, nafka mina di avit shtei avas v'adi adadi, nam shtei tolz v'adi adadi mechayv tarti, v'avit avit toldi day, lo mechayv elachada. So that was the sheet of Chachamim that said, if you do an av and it's told, you only have one carbon. And ula Rabbi Eliezer, de mechayv atolda b'makum av, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who is Mechayiv, Atolda B'makum Av, you have a Chiv of Tolda in the case of the Av, Amai Karle Av, Amai Karle Tolda. Why is one called an Av and one called a Tolda? So the Gemara answers. This is the key line. Hach Tehavi B'mishkon Chashiva, Karle Av. Hach Lo Avi B'mishkon Chashiva, Lo Karle Av. So Rabosai, just explain that line to me. When is something called an Av, and when is it called a Tolda, according to Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara says, Hach dehave b'mishkan chashiva karile Av. Hach delo have b'mishkan chashiva lo karile Av. Could someone explain to me what that line means? When is something called an Av, and when is it called a Tolda? Nenner, disappear, Nenner. When is it called an Av and when is it called a Tolda? Nope. What is the Gemara saying? Hach dahave b'mishkon chashiva karele Av. Hach delovi b'mishkon chashiva lo karele Av. Yeah. Gavi, go.
When important acts were done in the Mishkan.
Oh, so what Gavi is saying is, if it was done in the Mishkan, but it wasn't chosuv. Is it an av or is it not an av? Even if it was done in the Mishkan, you could be Mishkan but not chosuv. Let's see Tosis. Is de Garsi. I'm five lines in. Hach dahaves ba Mishkan chashiva karile av. Hach dahaves ba Mishkan chashiva karile tolda. Ulefi ze. Yesh malachos dahave ba Mishkan. Kegon. Menakes umashke zroim delo chashive. The lo have av. In other words, could one argue that kotesh was done in the Mishkan and still not be called an av? Yes, in order to be called an av, you have two requirements. Number one, Mishkan, but number two, it has to be what? It has to be a davar chashuv that was done in the Mishkan. If it is a secondary, insignificant activity in the Mishkan, then it's not going to rate. It's not going to count. It has to be Choshev. And that would explain, says Tosis, why watering is a tolda. Watering was done in the Mishkan. Weeding was done in the Mishkan. But they're not significant. They're not as creative. And therefore, they don't become an av. That's the Gavi silver pshat. E v'chein, another pshat. E garsinan, there's another girsa. Dehavis ba Mishkan. If it's in the Mishkan, v'chashiva. Karile Av. Aval I Garsi. I'm sorry, that's the gears that we have. Aval I Garsi. Hach de habes ba mishkan chashiva ve karila av. Hach de lo habes mishkan lo chashiva ve karila tolda. Ooh. So then the pshat is as follows. Gavi, pshat is as follows. Hach de habes ba mishkan, not ve chashiva. If it's in the mishkan, it's chashiva. What does chashiva mean? It's counted. It's counted. And it's an av. And hach de lo avi ba mishkan, lo chashiva, it's not counted, and it's a tolda. In other words, according to Pshat number 2 in Tosfos, what defines an av and what defines a tolda? Only one criteria. If it was done in the Mishkan, it's an av. If it's not done in the Mishkan, it's a tolda. And has nothing to do with chashivus. Has nothing to do with significance. It's a function of, was it in the Mishkan, yes or no? And perhaps, let me just think out loud for a second, Kotesh, was Kotesh done in the Mishkan? So again, L'chore, it was done in the Mishkan. Is it counted as an Av? Well, if it was done in the Mishkan, Pshat number 2 in Tosfos, then for sure it's an Av. If it was Pshat number 1, you have to ask yourself a question, was it a Davar Chashuv in the Mishkan? Maybe, because the Aniyim don't do it, maybe that reduces it into a non-chashuv, and that could reduce it into a tolda. So what we're saying now is, and just to summarize, and then we'll stop here, is we have a number of different pshatim and how to understand kotesh. Pshat number 1 is kotesh is an av malacha, a separate av malacha. This is the Maharam's pshat. It's a 40th malacha, a 41st malacha, and you have more than 39. It's just not written in the Mishkan, but in the Mishnah, but it's a separate malacha. Pshat number 2 is, it's a malacha, part of the family of dash. It's part of dash. Just like Ofe Bishol is both malachos, dash kotesh are both malachos. And pshat number 3 is that it's a tolda. It's not a malacha whatsoever, because in order to be a malacha, you have to be choshev in the Mishkan. And the fact that anim do not go ahead and bake their bread with kotesh, that indicates it's not a davar chashev. Okay, Rabosai, we are going to stop here. Tomorrow already will be hopefully in a different modality of some sort or another. We'll let you know, we'll discuss, and thank you for however much attention you were able to pay, and Bez Hashem, we'll go mechayel el chayel, we'll keep steigen, we'll be in touch. Thank you, have a great day.